Hey, this is Richard Deitch, the host of the Sports Media Podcast. If you're interested in what's happening with all the places where you consume sports, the Sports Media Podcast has you covered.
I've been turning down interviews all week. Hoda Kotb reached out, Oprah, George Stephanopoulos. So I said no. I was booked on the Deitch Podcast before the Taylor Swift phenomenon. I must live up to my responsibility.
Listen wherever you get your podcasts.
From the Accident Recovery Team Traffic Center, don't worry about me, I called ART.
Traffic. Main roads are looking good. Expect normal travel times. But there is construction on I-135 northbound at the ramp to Kellogg West. From the Accident Recovery Team Traffic Center, that's your Odyssey Wichita traffic.
Weather. From Team 12's, a warm, muggy, and breezy morning with wake-up temperatures in the 60s. But later today, high of 82 with those partly cloudy skies, windy conditions from the south. But we have to be on guard for those strong to severe thunderstorms developing after 1 o'clock. Storms could produce large hail, damaging winds, and very heavy rain, especially right around the 4 o'clock hour. Storms should continue to push off to the east of the turnpike as we get a little bit beyond 7 o'clock. So most of your late evening plans should be okay, but temperatures will be falling into the low 40s tonight. Looking at much cooler temperatures as we head into the weekend, high of 63 for your Saturday, but eventually more the 70s heading into your Sunday. That's your forecast from Storm Team 12. I'm meteorologist Halen Wilhite.
Basically, get out of the way.
The Dan Patrick Show.
Dan Patrick.
You know, I'm watching the game, and I found myself rooting for South Carolina because of the way they played. They were playing great. They were playing hard. But if UConn won and continued to win, you know, and then matched up with UCLA, I would have been fine with that. But once again, I'm rooting for the story. And I thought Dawn Staley's team put on a defensive clinic. This is where you have a team that is not in tight games the entire year. They're probably not roughed up the entire year. They're not pushed. Nobody ripped anybody's jersey. That was Sarah Strong, who did that to herself. But Gino, when he did that interview with Holly Rowe, I go, oh, he knows he's in trouble. And I thought, South Carolina's going to win this game.
The Dan Patrick Show.
Dan and the Danettes and you.
Middays from 11 until 2 on 97.5 and 1240 KFH. Swing into the jungle with Jim Rome. Afternoons from 2 until 5, right here on Wichita's most listened to sports radio, 97.5 and 1240 KFH.
The commercials are over.
Yo, I haven't got all day.
869-1240.
Time to get busy.
This is Sports Daily on KFH.
All right, welcome back, everybody. Sports Daily, Jacob Albrock, TJ Cleland. Glad to be with you on this Friday. Hey, let's get you an opportunity to win something here. How about your chance to win a trip to go away with Weezer? Score a pair of tickets to see Weezer with the Shins and Silver Sun pickups on a tour stop of your choice, plus flights, a two-night hotel stay, a signed set list, and a meet and greet with a band. To enter, log into the free Odyssey app or odyssey.com until Sunday and listen for an hour or more. You can come back each day and do it for another chance to win a trip for two to see Weezer. Thanks to Live Nation and Crush Music, you can enter this once per day. So if you want to podcast us out over the weekend or listen to any of the other great programming on the Odyssey app, it'll get you a chance. Make sure you listen for an hour. TJ, do we need to get into the drama in the NFL right now of Diana Russini, Mike Vrabel? You know, we haven't talked about that. I never know how to handle these stories. I like, this thing's getting juicy now. We don't typically delve into the tabloid, but this one has some implications, I think, that make it a little less than just tabloidy. Brings up some questions, and I've been on the fence with it. We haven't talked about it. Russini's out at the Athletic. The pictures, now there's people out there reporting that it was a PI that took the pictures hired by her husband, and somebody at USA Today was fired for saying things against Russini. Like, it's getting juicy, DJ.
It's weird. It's weird. You're right. It's about to reach the make it out of the tabloids and see it on ESPN. And then that's whenever we have to talk about it.
Well, make it on ESPN. Like, any time we had this discussion in the office, anytime you get into like insiders it's, I always try to like separate out like journalists and people who are just being fed information as like insiders. I think you've got two different things happening, and it only really, I mean, it happens, I suppose, in news a little bit, but it happens all the time in sports. Like a lot of these people have these relationships with agents. They have like, you, like coaches, agents play this game better than anybody. The here's who they're looking at. Here's who's rumored for the job. I mean, that's all just agents because the same agents represent everybody and they're just leveraging everybody against each other. You get into these insiders and people are like, oh man, they shouldn't have a personal relationship. Now, I'm not talking about this example specifically because it's obviously being accused that it's much more than that. But yeah, like these people are going to have personal relationships with the league, with coaches, with people within the league. How do you think they have information all the time? So is that the same as your investigative journalist taking down Dan Snyder for all his shenanigans? No, it is not. There's a reason Adam Schefter is never going to be the one to take down Dan Snyder, right? Like they're two different jobs. And so it's an interesting discourse. I'm not sure I want to jump in this one, but we're aware of what's happening. We're aware of it. One that we will jump into, Will Howard had some things to say, TJ, yesterday. I'm going to let you set this one up because it has K-State fans riled up. And I'll be honest, I don't blame them
here. Yeah.
On this.
So this is a story from David Ubben, I believe is how they say it. Athletic writer. There's a bunch of college sports stuff. He's really good. Basically, the story, it's a really interesting story. If you want to read it, it's actually free. He posted it out on The Athletic. Is these NFL quarterbacks, you know, are getting drafted in the third, fourth, fifth rounds, and they make less as rookies and second-year players than they did as college football players. And you know, and that's a wild thought to think about, is that, like, how many times in history has there been somebody like Trinidad Shambliss who's willing to go to court so he doesn't have to go pro? Like, that's the world that we're living in now, is that, like, yeah, like, I obviously want to stay in college. I'm going to make more money in college. Like, that's the premise of the story. And it gets down, and it's Riley Leonard and Will Howard. They're the two quarterbacks play the national championship game whenever Will won at Ohio State. And, you know, kind of let them delve into the world of their NIL in college and how much it changed from when they first started. And, you know, Riley Leonard had a quote in here, Jacob, I don't know if you saw it, about, like, I remember sitting in a meeting with our NIL people when it first got passed and said, like, if you're telling me that I get a free cheeseburger for posting something on Instagram, I'm going to post on Instagram every single day. Nobody's going to give me anything. And now he's a millionaire. Like, it's crazy how much it's changed since then. Because these guys, like, were in college when it, like, was legalized. And then it, you know, became to what it became by the end of their year. It's crazy how fast it went. Anyways, by the end of the story, Howard, you know, goes into this stuff, kind of into this more specifics, and says that he never took any NIL money from the collective. He did, you know, Long MacArthur. You've seen the commercials with Will Howard with a truck and stuff like that. Like, he had NIL deals, but he didn't pull from Wildcat NIL, it sounds like. He told him, I didn't want any money. And he said, this is from the quote verbatim. This is from the story verbatim. Howard bided his time before a big payday. He spent four seasons at K-State starting 27 games. In his final season, though, incoming freshman Avery Johnson, Howard's then backup, was being paid more than Will Howard. This is from Howard. I was a naive kid. I didn't know the nature of myself. I didn't want anything or need anything or need any money. I said I was good. There were a lot of politics the last year. There were games that I was splitting time with Avery for no reason that I knew other than there was money going to him that wasn't going to me. And so my takeaway from this is that, like, well, that just comes off very bitter. Like, and for, like, this whole thing with Will Howard, like, he made the comment, somebody brought this up, he made a comment at one point about, you know, when he first got to Ohio State, and said that, it's nice being here because I feel like I don't need to be the hero. And people lost their minds about that. And that one, I think, was taken out of context because it can be, you know, well, yeah, you have Carnell Tate on your team. Like, you didn't have Carnell Tate at K-State. Like, I know what you mean. Like, that could be taken that way. This one, though, kind of seems like I got taken off the field for a freshman that was getting paid more than me, and I don't like it. And you know, whatever. I don't blame him per se. But to act like it's a political issue, he was taken off the field because of some politics going on behind closed doors. I'm sure there was some politics going on behind closed doors. No, that was not the reason that Avery was getting on the field.
It's not any different politics, though, than why Michael Penix was getting snaps over Kirk Cousins. Or, if you've invested heavily in a young guy, writing on the wall.
Yeah.
So I don't understand why.
I mean, this is the thing. This, to me, though, is just so out of context. Not out of context, but like, even if nobody was making money, this would have happened. Like, this isn't a money thing.
It would have happened the same way.
Yeah, I mean, if this happened in 2005 and you bring in a five-star quarterback, like, you're gonna play him.
It's revisionist because everybody was like, they need to be playing Avery more.
Exactly. If you ask any fan that watched that year,
not even just any fan, us, like, yeah, people who watch the team objectively are like, it looks like Avery Johnson's going to give them a chance to win. He needs to be playing. You need to find out what you have here. And Will Howard, who I was so happy for, and still am.
He went to Ohio State
and did his thing. Like, that was such a cool story. But he was very up and down at K-State.
Yeah.
So, like, I was stunned the year, the great year he had, Big 12 championship year. It's like this guy went from fringe starter to
not even fringe
first round draft pick.
They brought in Adrian Martinez because they did not trust him to be a starting quarterback.
And you're like, whoa, where was that? He profiled. And then it kind of, you know, it kind of got shaky again. And then Avery plays a little bit and looks flashy and really, and you're like, okay. Well, then the next year, it's like, well, yeah, you got like, I'm sure K-State was like, well, you got to go somewhere else, man.
Thinking back to this, like, we all sat there and watched Avery in high school and all the things. And then you go into that year and like, we're looking around each other and like, nobody's saying it out loud, but it's like, man, I hope Will is really good because Will needs to get drafted. They can't have Will start again one more year. They couldn't. Like, you have Avery Johnson. You can't have him sit on your bench for 2 years because back then, too, looking at Avery Johnson, the way he profiled coming out of high school, it's like he's not going to be here longer than 3 years probably. Mm-hmm. Like, you can't waste that.
And or he would have left. Like, at that point, yeah, you're picking one of them.
Exactly. And
I would have never expected the sour grapes. And I get it. Ultra competitive. You lost your job to a kid, like to a young guy. You're probably still bitter about that.
The thing that drives me the most,
and now you've got a chance to be the starting quarterback of the Steelers this year.
I agree. The thing that drives me the most nuts about it is that like, it's also like, looking back at that season, like there really wasn't much splitting time. Like there was there was an entire game that Avery didn't play in. And then like, I think like the first game they played SEMO, Avery played like the whole second half.
They had already screwed up the red shirt thing. So it wasn't even a red shirt thing.
That was something I remember vividly. They played Avery against SEMO. He scored that touchdown against the FCS team. And then the next game against Troy, Avery didn't even see the field. And we were sitting here like, are they going to redshirt Avery Johnson? You're going to be kidding me. They can't redshirt Avery Johnson.
Well, because then, there were times too in that year where you're like, they got a chance. They need to use him to try to win these games. And they did, right?
Yeah.
They were like, forget it. Let's just,
you know what? We haven't even brought this up yet. You know what the quote unquote politics started happening after Will threw three interceptions at Oklahoma State and then Avery scored five touchdowns at Texas Tech. It's like, yeah, you should probably play him.
I was so surprised to see the sour grapes. I would have never seen it coming because we all react to things differently. Who knows the context of the questions and like how it was being framed to begin with? But I can't imagine being in Will Howard's situation. You're at K-State. You had a great year. You came back. You were starting to slip again. There's a young guy that you knew a long time ago. They brought in. That's how college sports works before all this. They landed this big recruit. He's always going to put pressure on you. You were given every opportunity. You didn't have a high level of success, not to the level of when they won the Big 12 championship. That all of it. So everything happens. You are now given the opportunity to go play at Ohio State, make a bunch of money, win a national championship, reestablish your draft stock, and potentially 2 years later be the starting quarterback of a franchise like the Steelers. And you're going to now, 3 years removed from that, have any regret or ill will whatsoever.
That's the thing.
You should be thanking the stars that Avery Johnson came in there and pushed you and made you leave and go to Ohio State, because everything has worked out Will Howard's way.
We all looked at the situation that happened, and it's like, and everybody loved Will Howard. Will Howard's one of my favorite guys I've ever covered. And it's like, and then he goes in the portal and he ends up at Ohio State, and you're like, wow. Like,
hell yes, he's going to have a chance to win a natty.
Yes, Will Howard is going to Ohio State. He just got paid. He's gonna be the quarterback of the best team in the country. Like, he's going to go to the draft after this, and Avery Johnson is going to be the starter at K-State. This is win, 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 win. Everything is perfect. This is the way it should be. And, like, and now to look back, and it's like, they didn't want me. It's like, don't do this, Will. And to be, like, and the other part of this, too, is that, like, Will – as to what I'm saying, Will was like so revered when he left still. Like, it's like, that dude won us a Big 12 championship. Like,
yes.
And
still, like, probably will be. He's going to need a chance. I just, it doesn't make a lot of sense. It would be like, I'm trying to like find a relatable.
Will is in the weird spot now in college sports, because a lot of people are going to have to deal with this now. Like, you know, the Wichita State Austin Reeves thing. They can't claim Austin Reeves as a shocker, but Will Howard's one of the guys that finished his career somewhere else that could come back, and it's like, yeah, let's, you know, this is hyperbole, but like, let's put him in the Ring of Honor. Like, that's the kind, like, that's going to have to happen now. Like,
we're going to have a lot of that with the transfer portal.
Exactly.
Like that. But there's going to be guys in like four different Rings of Honor. That's an interesting thing to think about. Jalen Thompson next hour. We'll come back. Headlines I missed and more on Sports Daily on a Friday.
This is 97.5 and 1240 KFH, Wichita, K248CY Wichita, KNSS HD2 Clearwater, and Odyssey Sports Station.
How We Met Your Mother is the How I Met Your Mother rewatch podcast with me, Josh Radner, and series co-creator Craig Thomas. Follow How We Met Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.